It's a fine line to walk. Students need work experience and some employers don't pay. While mandatory internships are nothing new to post-secondary programs, students often feel the squeeze when they are expected to work 4 to 6 weeks without being paid. MUN Student Union is spearheading research into what can change about that. Daniel Smith of MUN SU says the time for change is now.
But it's definitely something that we've been doing a fair bit of work on over the last number of years. There's a fair, I wouldn't say confusion, but there's conflation of the term work term and like what exactly a work term is. If you've got somebody who's working for a company, it's work. No matter what you call it, that it's work, and any kind of work should be compensated, even if it is in a learning environment.
Davita Smith of the College of the North Atlantic says there are ways for students to be funded while doing unpaid work terms.
An internship, or our work terms as we call them, or our clinical placements or field work, different names depending on what program you're in. Because they are still constituted as part of the program, if a student is funded, either by student aid or a funding agency, funding is still included while they are on their work terms or clinical, wherever they may be too.
The system is flawed, says Dan Smith, and free labor shouldn't be the norm.
We've created a system that's dependent upon that free labor. Because like when government says, oh, we don't have the money to pay these people, these students, then that means that we're relying on that free labor, and that's totally not okay.
For now, it seems students will have to bite the bullet or seek government funding to cover work term semesters. However, groups such as MUN SU are still fighting for a change. For Kicker News, I'm Mike Moore.